Welcome back to eMoney's Knowledge Base podcast. And depending on when you're listening to this, Happy New Year, Happy 2026. I'm Kate, your host. I'm so excited to introduce today's episode with Adam Holt, CEO of fintech company AssetMap. AssetMap is used by thousands of financial advisors to help clients have a strong understanding and front row seat in the financial planning experience. That's just scratching the surface, really, but as eMoney prepares to launch our integration with AssetMap, I thought what better time to give you insight into all that AssetMap and this integration have to offer. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Adam Holt. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Adam, thanks so much for joining the podcast today. Before we dive in and get into everything related to AssetMap, can you start by telling our listeners who you are and just a little bit of information about AssetMap?
Absolutely, Kate. Good to hear your voice. I joke these days, Kate, that I'm a recovering financial planner. What that means is a whole bunch of years ago, I was a big believer that when I started my career in wealth management, that the best analysis won. And so I was one of those analysis junkies that loved the spreadsheet, loved the charts, made my own PowerPoints. I loved the presentation until I realized for years and years that nobody was reading them. In fact, the larger the client was, the less they opened my presentations. That's why I joke that these days I feel like a recovering financial planner. And in that process, I took my design background, because I think like most people that get into financial advice, we didn't necessarily start there or start out there. I was always a closet architect, design junkie, and that's what I studied in undergrad. And I was always looking for an outlet to use my artistic style. And so a bunch of years ago, believe it or not, back in the early 2000s, I started drawing out what I understood to be people's lives on a large screen, which became a standardized format. And then many years later, a client said to me, was he saw my fantastic eMoney report and my output, and I was ready to present him, and he saw me drawing on this map, and he, you know, ripped it out of my hands and said, "Hey, what is that? Can I get this?" And I said, "Well, this is for me. This is for me to organize your life. I know where everything is on one page." He says, "You know, listen, I want you to bring this back. I want to give this to my spouse. She's finally going to know what's going on." And I realized back then that was the challenge that we all had. It was the same. We needed to take complexity, Kate. And we needed to put it in a way that people could understand it, consume it, whether it was a technical advisor like myself, or whether it was someone who felt completely disconnected from the planning conversation, like this gentleman's spouse. And, you know, years later and thousands of advisors using AssetMap and over 2 million people on the platform, it's kind of shown that people want clarity.
First of all, so cool that you have that background and were really kind of using it before you made it into what it is today. But I think it's so great because so often in this business, people want that visual representation of what's happening with their money. They want to have a deeper understanding. And having seen AssetMap myself, it really does give people that visual representation of what they have in the bank, things that they need to focus on. So it's really cool to see that kind of come to life for people. You mentioned really making this simple for people to understand, and that's one of the great things that AssetMap brings to the table. So when we talk about AssetMap and eMoney integrating, how do you think the ease of use in AssetMap and the complex data gathering of eMoney complement each other throughout this integration?
Well, I think there's no question that eMoney has been the bellwether for many years. I mean, the challenge that I was always trying to address was if I could get my clients on the same page with me, everybody in this, not just the client who was engaged in paying me and, you know, who cared about the finances, but also his underengaged spouse or trustee or CPA or family office, whatever it might be. If I could get everybody on the same page, we actually could talk strategically without getting stuck in the numbers. So in many ways, these are really strong complements as far back as 2016, believe it or not. I was the keynote speaker at eMoney Summit Conference. I can't believe it back then. We're talking now 10 years ago, and 100 people signed up for AssetMap at the keynote event. Like it was at the, that was 10 years ago. People knew that there was an opportunity to marry these two things together. It has taken us 9 years, believe it or not, to actually merge these two products. And today, as you probably know, and many people have started to see, the fastest growing integration with AssetMap across the board is eMoney. So there's an enormous amount of data that's in eMoney. I mean, one of the good things that eMoney recognized early and why it had so much loyalty for many of us in advice, besides the fact that we had so much data on it, is that it just had the ability to handle the complex households that we dealt with, right? Most families are not just a two-person registration that matches my brokerage accounts. We're talking about they've got kids, they've got second families, they got parents they're taking care of, they own trusts, they own businesses, they've got offshore stuff. I mean, it gets complicated once you start building some level of wealth. And AssetMap was designed also exactly for that place where you can have LLCs and limited partnerships and split interests and offshore multi-currency. And we designed always around that complexity. So I think the to answer your question, when you've got to bring in data, the data is only going to be as usable as you can actually turn it into a conversation, right? So I could have all this great data, but whose valuable is it if it's like stuck in the, you know, behind some screen that nobody gets an opportunity to talk about? And we wanted to bubble that all to the front, right? Tell me why you have five IRAs. Help me understand what the plan is with this life insurance. Why is it not in trust? So you mentioned this idea of bank accounts, but like eMoney, AssetMap handles every kind of entity, any kind of person, any kind of relationship, assets, liabilities, insurance, and cash flows, positive and negative. And even we can handle pets now, believe it or not.
Wow.
Pets, legal documents, property and casualty, medical insurance, anything you can think of are in both platforms now. And that's pretty sick.
That is. Wow, that's wild. I mean, I'm not surprised, I guess, but at the same time, I am. The pets that like being able to handle all of that data, but I am a pet owner, so I understand the like.
the right, it's like your child, right?
I mean, yes.
Some people put pets in their wills and some people, you know, they love, look, I think there's something, a real recognition all of us advisors know. When you get the opportunity to put a picture of somebody, highly personalized, them, their kids, they see Nana on there, they see, you know, Fido, they see their business and their employees on a map that represents them, it's very coveted. I mean, I can't tell you how many people are like, can I need that map, but I want to put it on my refrigerator, or I'm going to put it in that special drawer where I keep my stuff, because it's a treasure map, Kate. If you can take the power of the data that's already in eMoney and literally print out a treasure map for somebody, what is it, where is it, who owns it, what's the tax wrapper, and what's it worth, and it's up to date because eMoney's up to date, holy mackerel, like you're talking a super power up. And I think the advisors that have seen this, they know it right away. They know they can turn it into a conversation piece.
Absolutely. And I think that when you think about how many different things, how many different financial accounts you can have, and how many different, like you said, trusts, then you bring in once your financial situation becomes more complicated, there's so much more to discuss. I think it's very overwhelming for a lot of people, and AssetMap and eMoney both make it very simple to say, okay, well, here's everything that we have. And it allows them to see things in one picture. eMoney and AssetMap have that kind of shared mission of just visually detailing a client's financial picture for them in a way that is both digestible and effective. How do you feel this integration really just supports that visualization of data?
Well, there's something important that you already commented on. I know that a lot of advisors listening will relate to this. We always think that we have everything, right? Especially if you're using eMoney, aggregation, portaling, you pretty much think the client has done everything, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not often until you show them their life in a different way, like not a balance sheet, but in this map format. And we just, let's say, click on him or her or the kids or the trust. And now we're just looking at what's connected to, let's say, that trust account. And what do you see? Well, they told you that they have a brokerage account. Maybe you manage it. They forgot to tell you that they've got a couple extra bank accounts that they connect to, or they didn't connect to it. And what happens is when you show somebody a map of their own life, they all of a sudden say, hey, you know what? Wait, you know what's missing? Where's that CD, honey, that like we have at that small bank I can never think about? And what about that policy I brought from your cousin? Is that, where is that? And you all of a sudden realize you don't have the full picture. It's not until we go and we like literally pull the cushions off of the couch that we find all the coins in there that they're like, oh, that's where that is. And I think there's an opportunity in these tools that really is unprecedented and nobody else has. Like nobody else in the entire financial services community right now has the power of both of these tools, even though we do have some other integrations. This is actually forming up to be probably the most robust thing out there in terms of meeting the needs of both the technical party and the visual party. And so I think together we're super excited about it because we've been trying to get it done for years. Because I think that the power up that an advisor now has to meet the needs of both, we'll say, personas is really big. If I can get fast to an advice conversation without having to go through 15 pages, that is great today. Everybody's learned attention deficit, and we need to move faster.
It kind of highlights maybe the holes that are missing in terms of, oh, I forgot about that account, you know, that retirement account that I left at that employer that I worked at however long ago. So I'm not surprised to hear that it kind of highlights where clients could fill in the missing pieces and work on that part of planning with their advisor. We're obviously always looking to increase client engagement. This is a key focus here at eMoney. I'm sure it's a key focus with what you do at AssetMap. How do you think this integration reflects the direction that we're headed in when it comes to client engagement?
I think there's some, and it's funny, we talk about engagement all the time. In fact, one of the things that Kitsis and I have worked on is this category called advice engagement, which is kind of where we sit squarely. And I tend to think of that to frame it for everyone listening now is advice engagement is literally the point of advice. It's the moment, or we used to call it the point of sale. It's the moment when we are actually delivering guidance and advice. It's our most valuable, highest revenue producing time, as you can imagine, because we're building relationship currency, we're building trust, we're building the credibility. We can also ask for the business and we can ask for all the things that we monetize. It is the single most valuable part. And what we're seeing is that more and more as advisors use screen sharing technology or large format screens in the room, they need to get everybody to focus on the same thing. Like we can't put complexity in front of them because they just start checking out. So if you want to engage people, engage them around a view of their own world. Now today, AssetMap is not just doing the financial visualization by ownership structure. We're also doing full family trees, relationship diagrams. We're doing priorities mapping and reprioritization. We're doing beneficiary maps and flows. We're doing all kinds of stuff that I think are really different because we're trying to fill out all the things that we wished we had as advisors, but nobody really feels like building. And we think that they're really centered around client engagement. So when you can take a tool like the portal and get the client to engage with it, upload documents, and then let's say push all that information to AssetMap, we can now push the AssetMap right back to the vault. So in a sense, you have a full turn of where the client can be part of a meeting, working deeply with their advisor in eMoney. And then all of a sudden they could just refer to their AssetMap when they want to in their eMoney vault. That's killer because now I'm actually thinking about what the customer needs. And I think if you focus on what client engagement really means, it's all about empathy. Empathy for what? Empathy for what my customers needs before they ask. And I think that's a really key part, especially how we're all going to compete with artificial intelligence, is how do we help an advisor deliver what I call the original AI, which is advisor intelligence. And how do you apply that in real time? It's a combination of empathy, experience. And I think that's what we're all focusing on today.
First of all, I love the original AI, advisor intelligence. That's great. But also, on the note of empathy, you're so right. We talk about that all the time. AI can provide some insight in certain ways for sure and dig into some data, but it cannot bring empathy to the picture the way that a real human being with a real heart can. And there's so much to be said when it comes to somebody's personal financial life and financial experiences, where empathy plays a huge role in that, in understanding or trying to understand what a client has walked through or what they're dealing with. And that's a huge part of client engagement as well. We've talked about how this integration can help with client engagement, but can you talk our listeners through how an advisor can utilize this integration in a client meeting while they're meeting like face-to-face with the client?
Yeah, absolutely. We're starting to see more and more use cases here. Typically, an advisor who used AssetMap as their primary engagement tool would likely, the client would walk in on a big screen in the wall, and what would be up there? An asset map typically would be up there. What is this? It was the beginning or framing of the conversation. I used to joke that it was a conversation piece, right? So after you talk about the family, how's it going? How are the kids? How's their soccer, right? You know, we have this kind of rapport moment when we're reconnecting with our clients. Then we want to get into it, right? And what was the first thing we found that was the most productive? It was to take 10 minutes to review the asset map is basically a reflection of the information I currently have. So let's talk about the people. Let's talk about your mom and your kids and the dog. And let's talk about the businesses and what's going on and what's motivating you. And this is actually what inspired us to build out our relationship mapping, the family tree I talked about, as well as the priorities module, because it helped the advisor talk about what really matters. I think you can all agree that the who and the why are what matters most in all the decision process, because if I can't really show you that I understand who matters to you and who are the different players on your team and what's your big Simon Sinek why, like what's your reason for existing, what are your priorities? If I can't do that, then we could talk finances all day long. You're not going to necessarily trust that I'm aligned with your interests. I'm just, you know, spending time giving you performance reports. And I think the really important thing that we're starting to see is that most clients are looking for a deeper level of understanding of themselves. So we're seeing advisors literally go through the asset map first. Sometimes they'll jump into priorities. Sometimes they'll go to the relationship map, but they typically just review the asset map, right? Let's look at, you know, you have this, you have this, you have this. By the way, I don't manage this, or your thing is broken. Your update is broken. What is the value there? How is it being managed? And what advisors would wind up doing is they would unsettle the client as to a bunch of stuff that's on their map that may not fit or serve them. And then because they have this thing linked with eMoney, they can flip the screen or flip the tab and go right into modeling eMoney, or, you know, make any kind of fill out or changes and push that all back to the asset map. So you have a kind of very interesting before and after experience where you have the engine of eMoney and the planning tools at your fingertips, but I can keep us just looking at the car on the outside, like where I think a lot of people are happy to stay and not get stuck into details, or are afraid to go into details in front of the client because they feel like they're going to lose them. It allows everybody to stay zoomed out by using the asset map. And I think as a result, you actually wind up focusing more on the stuff that really matters. The cool thing I will share with you before I leave that point is we do have something in AssetMap that really nobody has, and it's the capacity to show drafts. So if you have recommendations, the things you'd like to see, like I see you chose this strategy, but I really think long-term care would fit right here. And I really see that you have this, but a Roth conversion would fit here. We can show before and after with a simple button. So the key for most clients these days is to say, okay, you want me to make a bunch of changes. What specifically am I changing? I can show you, here's what it looks like now. Here's what I want it to look like, okay? Before and after. And I can toggle back and forth and back and forth. And this is starting to prove out to be a way to help the clients get confidence to say, okay, I see. I want to make changes 1 and 4. I'm not exactly sure on number 2. I got to ask my cousin about number 3. And you see what I'm saying? Like you're negotiating now what you're going to execute.
Yeah, it almost gives people the opportunity to say, okay, here's, if I chose option A, here's what this would look like. And like, it's very customizable. It's a very customizable experience for them. And it really gives the client more of a front row seat, which is exactly what we're looking for. And they truly end up having a say. It's not just, here's the advice and, oh, do you want to take it? It's, okay, well, what are you most comfortable with? Here are our options. And this is how this could look if you went with this option. And that gives people more authority in their own financial life, which ultimately builds that rapport between the advisor and the client.
No, I love it. Look, you're talking about empowerment. And I think one of the things we've not done a great job of in the industry is helping our clients become more participants in this thing, right? There's this idea that you're either DIY or DIFM, right? You're doing it yourself or I'm doing it for you. And there's very little bridge in between them. eMoney's done a great job of enabling that with portal access. And you know, you want to do as much as you want, you can. We do see that the clients don't do as much as we would like them to do, right? It's always an adoption problem with every single tool, but it's the nature of hiring an advisor. You're saying, I don't want to do this work. Do it for me. I'm going to pay you. And we have to know our customer there. But I think it's really important. We are seeing much more of an empowerment request from customers. Say, hey, I want to be part of this. I don't want to just do it for me. And I'm like in the dark here.
The empowerment, giving them more of a voice, like that is huge. And I think that I really do believe that that's where we are continuing to go in terms of financial planning. We're seeing so many advisors who are comprehensive financial planners. They have their clients engaged. And that's exactly what we're hoping to see. So what, and I know you kind of mentioned a little bit about this. So if you have anything else to add, what takeaways and deliverables does this integration give clients in the planning experience?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting that the takeaway is a commentary here, because we're seeing so many advisors do screen sharing. And we were talking about it this morning in a products team, how many advisors are just using screen live sharing versus going to PDF, although PDF clearly has, you know, is not dead, right? A lot of people are storing PDFs and creating time stamps, which we do as well, right? So anything that you've ever generated for a client in ASMEP is stored for kind of that worm storage, similar to eMoney. So you have the archive. But interestingly enough, I think most of the advisors who print anything from ASMEP tend to print the ASMEP, which I said you can push to the portal, or they tend to do one-off balance sheets or one-off, let's say signal screening, which is basically we call it calamity planning. It's basically the system is constantly tracking how you can fare the six financial fire drills to give you red, yellow, green. So it'll kind of bubble up conversations. We're seeing that very popular these days because most advisors, well, I don't want to say we're getting lazy, but we need to actually have, we need something to talk about that's not necessarily always technical that shows that we're looking out for the client. And I think that these reports effectively can all be put into the vault now and just all of a sudden creates more capability inside eMoney, frankly.
It's great to see what advisors can give clients to take away because like you said, I think we're moving a little bit from that PDF world, still there for sure, and some clients do prefer that. But the screen sharing, very, very common as well. So it's cool to see what can kind of flow between the two pieces of software. We talk a lot about efficiency because advisors are all so busy, and understandably so. There's a lot that the typical advisor focuses on. But the thing with efficiency is it's only so great when it maintains its effectiveness. Because when you lose the value and when you lose that kind of gold standard of your integrity and how you do your business and your accuracy, the efficiency doesn't matter anymore. So we talk a lot about helping advisors be both efficient but effective. How do you feel the AssetMap and eMoney integration support that efficiency component for our advisors?
Well, it's clear that everybody is saying they don't want to double key enter data anymore, right? Between our fat fingering and you know, you can't put something incorrect in front of some client. They'll see that. You'll look like, uncredible if they're correcting you and telling you, look, that number is off big time. I think it's interesting because ASIMAP has designed, depending upon the conversation that you want to have, it actually has the capacity to force round to the nearest 10, 100, or 1,000 if you want to keep the conversation from getting in the details and the pennies. So ironically, we do see some advisors take the robust, detailed, accurate data in eMoney and push it to ASIMAP and then almost fuzz it out because they don't want to start debating whether it's $1,942. It's like, you got about $2,000 here. Like, should we have $2,000 here or should we move it? Right. The question I think for efficiency is, can we get to the actual decision point faster? A lot of advisors have talked about, yes, you know what, data movement efficiency. Yes. Save me time. But if you look at what Kitsis actually recently talked about at Future Proof, he did a bunch of surveys for some of our peers in the high-end wealth management. It turned out that most of the peers who are doing really well, we'll call it by revenue, are not investing in technology that just saves them time. In fact, 80% of the advisors that are buying technology are buying technology specifically to increase the customer experience or their analytical capability.
Wow.
They're not getting stuck on if I'm going to save an extra 5 minutes. If it's going to make me look better and it's going to give me a better deliverable for my client, I'm willing to pay for it. And there's an ROI associated with that. It turns out that it's only the really kind of, we'll call it the lower end of revenue production. We're calling under $200,000 a year in revenue production are highly focused on getting cost and efficiency down. So yes, buying more tech means more infrastructure cost, but we all know the classic question, cost in the absence of value is really just not appealing. So I think that the key is investments that advisors who are successful are basically making in creating efficiency that works, but also elevates the customer experience. And that's really what we've been focusing on for this integration. Sure, you can move data from eMoney to AssetMap. There has been a lot of requests, Kate, for us to push AssetMap data to eMoney. That conversation is active right now because it turns out that a lot of advisors who have data in AssetMap are saying, hey, I want to move this to my planning engine because AssetMap is known for data onboarding in 15 minutes. That's where we've won for years, the kind of speed to engagement.
Yeah, you guys thrive in that efficiency component for sure, because being able to upload that data so quickly is such a win for an advisor. eMoney can just really get so in depth with so many things. So, and I know AssetMap also does that. Even when you were talking about, you know, you're bringing in things like trusts, I mean, it's, and beneficiaries, it's dipping into like that estate planning level of financial planning, which is a huge piece of financial planning. And I think it's a piece that a lot of clients, when they seek out a financial advisor, they're not necessarily thinking about that. They're not thinking about those kind of, you know, third, like, let's peel back the layers of what we need, not just like your 401k and disability insurance. That's really kind of getting in to that nitty gritty. With that, how do you think this integration really allows advisors to keep getting into that nitty-gritty, to go deeper with their clients? Because I think that most clients, when they first meet with the advisor, they're not necessarily expecting that. And then the advisor is kind of like, you going back to what you were saying about, we pick up the couch cushions and that's when we find things. Like, you also, you realize, you're like, oh, you don't have a will. Like, we need to talk about that. You know, you have three children and you have $10 million. And how do you think this really allows advisors to get into that with clients?
Well, I think that this is, it sounds like we're pitching it, but it's really a 1-2 punch we've all been thinking about for years. Not just me, not just eMoney. Hundreds of advisors have been asking this, thousands. Have been asking for this because both of these tools solve two different core needs that we all have. One is about giving us the confidence and the credibility to do really deep, thoughtful, and accurate planning. Okay. When you're talking to a professional or a surgeon, if we go back to the medical, you want the surgeon to have the best tools for surgery, right? That's right. You're not going to, you're cheaper. Okay. You don't really have a scalpel, or you like what, you sharpening your own scalpel. Okay. So there's definitely an appeal to having the best tool for surgery, which I think is e-money, in your repertoire for sure. Right. And there's times throughout a client's life where you need to go deep. And there's also times when they need a Band-Aid. Right. And bringing out the full MRI machine, they're going to say, I'm not getting in that. Right. I don't want to. And you don't want to, by the way, because it costs you a lot of money execution wise to deliver a very robust analysis. And if they're not needing it or caring, and like, it's overkill. So the point is that sometimes clients need surgery. Sometimes they need physical therapy. Sometimes they need a Band-Aid. And sometimes you need to send them to a different hospital, right? I think there's important aspect of having both of these tools because they serve different masters. And I think that's going to be really important going, you know, because we don't know, it's ironic. Okay. So we have, in my wealth management firm, we have 1600 clients. All of them have asset map, as you can imagine, because that's how we run. We think like that. Those clients include clients that are billionaires, right? Multiple billionaires, and have been for 15, 20 years, not just newly rich. They love their asset map. They can't live without it, but we use e-money to run their entire life on the back end. Because we needed an execution tool that can handle their complexity for what we need to see and what we appreciate. They just want to know where their stuff is. And that's the important part of that, is that empathy we talked about early, is that getting them both to talk to each other now is really just, we're just smiling. How about that? We're like, yeah, thank you. That's like good enough. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. There, I think for the advisor listening who maybe they, you know asset map and they haven't had the chance to really dive into e-money or vice versa, I think that they'll leave today's episode at least having curiosity for what the other application holds and what it offers for their clients. But because there is such a great connection here in terms of the data, the insights, and like you said, the conversation that it can allow the advisor to have with their clients. Mm. Obviously, we've covered a lot of ground. Yeah. With that being said, Adam, what's one best practice that you can leave our advisors with when it comes to using this integration?
The first thing you're going to want to do when you have your e-money is really test this. Okay. There's no substitute, Kate, for doing this. So everybody who's paying attention, listen to this. If you're thoughtful to, let's say, your most connected customers, right? You have a relationship with them. They trust you. You've been with them for some time. It's a great opportunity to use the asset map integration to build an asset map for the client, and they didn't ask for it. And the next meeting that you have, you basically throw this up on the screen and say, you know what? I'm trying out this new process. I heard this podcast with Kate and Adam, and I'm like, I'm going with it. And you trust me, right? Yes. I'm showing you your asset map. I took the liberty of making this map for you. Let me show you what it says. And you walk the client through it piece by piece. Here's you. Here's your spouse. Here's your kids. Here's Nana. Here's the trust that we set up to protect your special needs. Here's here's your income sources. Here's your future income sources. Here's your retirement accounts. You'll see we have three of them and they're located in here. I guarantee you, by the second or third time you do this, you will get it. Your clients will say, wow, thank you. Thank you. Do I get a copy of this? Is it in my vault? And you know who needs this? Can you do this for my mom? Because I just found out I'm her executor and I have no idea what's going on in her life. And I know she's not going to do a financial plan. I've been trying to get her to come to you forever. Will you just do this map for her? Absolutely. Here, let's walk her. I'll do it with her personally. We'll do it for free just because you're part of the family. And I'm telling you, you're going to uncover opportunity and earn goodwill. So I've done it 1,000 times. I've taught hundreds of advisors to do it now. They're generating major revenue. And you won't know it until you do it. And so a classic situation is, Kate, here, you just got to try it where you have no risk. And that's with your top clients, right? The people that trust you.
That is a great piece of advice, a great best practice for advisors to leave with. And I think that they'll be inspired and encouraged. This was truly a great episode to start 2026 off on. Thank you so much, Adam. Is there anything else you want to leave for our advisors today?
No. I just want to thank you for your time and, of course, your energy and for contributing back to our industry. It's really great to see you doing this and excited to see your own evolution as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to this episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. This was such a fun conversation with an incredible leader in the fintech industry. Be on the lookout for the Asset Map integration launching in eMoney, and keep tuning in here twice a month for a look into all of the other exciting things we have going on at eMoney. We're just getting started for 2026, so we'll catch you on another episode soon.